Rick Malnati is on the telephone. Rick, how are you?
I'm great, Steve. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. And you have a new kind of pizza, sort of, kind of.
Yeah. Well, it's the same pizza. We're just collaborating with Mike's Hot Honey and doing something a little bit different, just a limited time offer pizza. And I heard you had it.
I did. So this is a little different. So it's sweet, but yet it's kind of spicy isn't the right word. Hot. So it has a little bit of heat. And that combination, and they say honey is really very medicinal. I don't know. I'm not a nutritionist, but that's what I hear. And what I also hear is that Mike's Hot Honey in particular, I think that did they originate in New York? In any case,
yep.
It's trendy.
Well, yeah, I don't know. We would say our pizza's medicinal. I'm not sure about Mike Todd Honey. We would just say our pizza's medicinal.
I agree.
But, yeah, it's been a fun collaboration. It's a little different. We put a little different pepperoni on the pizza that kind of cups, and then we squirt the honey on after it comes out of the oven. And it is spicy. Spicy is a pretty good word for it because we got hot jardiniere on that pizza as well. So it's a bunch of different flavors. But I'm glad you liked it. Did you have it on wings also, or did you just have it on the pizza?
We had the wings too. So tell me about those wings. Similar idea.
Yeah. I think our wings are kind of a hidden gem at Malnati. Sometimes when you go there, you know, you're going to eat pizza and maybe you'll have a salad, but you know, you kind of take a pass on the wings because you're going to be full. But our wings are fantastic. I like our wings better than any other wings out there, and that Mike Honey gives them a little extra flavor. So they've been it's been very successful so far. Almost as successful as when we did that thing with Portillo's, and we put the Portillo's beef on the pizza. That was probably our best limited time offer special.
Well, I hope you offer that one again because I can see why.
Yeah, that was great. That was great.
Absolutely. So I'm excited that Mother's Day is around the corner. And if you've not thought of anything for Mom, we're whispering here because I don't want any of the moms to hear what we're about to say. And that is that you have offerings for Mom.
Well, we got, you know, we've always been shipping heart-shaped pizzas and stuff for Mother's Day. And we do have heart-shaped pizzas in the store. Is that what you were talking about?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So we're excited. You know, my mom's not a big spice girl, but, you know, maybe we do load her up with one of these hot honey pizzas and you know, she burns her lips a little bit. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what we got in store for my mom on Mother's Day. She's going to be close to 95 this year on Mother's Day.
Wow.
So we got to get her something special.
So that proves what you say is true about pizza being very, very healthy. So she has pizza every day, of course.
Exactly. Right? You want your mom to live to 95, ship her a couple pizzas in the mail.
Guaranteed. No problem. How many locations are there now?
Oh, I'm not exactly sure how many we got in Chicago. But there, you know, we got to, you know, the one thing is now people that I come in contact with have only had our pizza out of a box. You know, they've only had it carry out. They've never been to the restaurant. You talk to some people, say, "Oh, I didn't even know you had a restaurant."
What?
But as good as our pizza is out of a box and in our carry out stores, and we try to get the most every neighborhood around Chicago, there's nothing like getting a pizza right out of the pan, hot from the oven.
Well, I concur with that. And with the weather gradually getting warmer, many of your locations you could sit outside and enjoy a pizza as well. It is a pleasure to talk to you, Rick Malnati.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope you enjoy Mother's Day, and I hope you enjoy another hot honey pizza.